The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is up, Early Edge family? Happy Thursday. If you were a Sungjae Im backer at the CJ Cup, bad news, he just withdrew from the tournament, which is kind of bad news for our picks in a sense, because I faded him in a lot of picks, which will end up getting nullified there. But we have a great kind of some golf picks, but we got a lot of MLB and NBA to talk about. I see everybody in the chat. Chad Eubanks, Bradley Jacobs, Mark Thomas, CID Liddy is in the chat. Go ahead and hit the like button. We got a great show for you today, but I'll tell you what, we got one person out. We'll get to that in a second. Let's get to the recap screen first. How did we do? Tim Doyle, 1 for 2. Mike McClure. Oh, we got to talk about that Cubs game when I bring the guys on. And then I lose my -1.5 here. They Phillies end up winning the game, but didn't win by 2. And then Martin Green loses the soccer play. We got to do better than 2 and 3. And we're going to do that with today's stars of the show. We got Mike McClure, and we've got the sniper, Matt Snyder. We're down prop stars today, but don't worry, he will be back soon, and we have his pick for the show, so no worries there. Sniper, I got to start with you, because I see that green check mark next to Mike, but I want to start with you, because I know you're, listen, you both do baseball, but Cubs, right? You correct me if I'm wrong, a Cubs fan? There it is. That play at the plate to close the game. So let me just set this up for everybody. For everybody that doesn't know, we were all kind of hanging on the moment here because the Cubs were only up 1-0 in this situation. A play at the plate, guy gets mowed down. There's a question as to whether the Cubs catcher was blocking the plate. Long story short, they go to review. The umpire comes out of review, and his sentence structure wasn't ideal because he made it sound to the Mets fans that, hey, maybe this was blocking. Take us through that moment as a Cubs fan, though.
Okay, so first of all, the Cubs bullpen is really shoddy and needs to be addressed here probably in July. Probably can't do it much before then. There was Pete Alonso got hit by a pitch. JD Martinez hit one that looked like it might be a walk-off bomb. Pete Crow Armstrong had the ball that looked like it was right off the end of his glove. I mean, it would have been an unbelievable catch. Yeah. But anyway, ends up second and third. I believe a strikeout. So then there were two. No, then there was one out, obviously, because then it looked like it was going to be a sac fly down the line. Ian Happ, who made in Milwaukee last year, he threw guys out at home twice in the same game to prevent a loss. So you knew he was capable of it. But once it got cut off, I thought, oh, for sure, Alonso's going to score. Then on the relay, he's called out at home. And my initial thought while I got excited was, well, they're going to review that and he's going to be safe, obviously. And if you watch the review, it seems really obvious that Alonso scored, but you could not find any angle or still photo where you could definitely see his hand touching the plate. You just couldn't. I mean, it was one of those where it's like his hand went inside, but you couldn't see it touching the plate. But you're like, well, he surely is touching it, but you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe they're going to confirm this, but then there's the blocking the plate issue. You can step on the plate. You just can't prevent the player from getting to the plate when you don't have the ball. And that's where it gets murky is once Miguel Amaya catches the ball, he's allowed to block the plate when he has the ball, but Alonso was getting there like right as he caught the ball and he kind of turned, and that seemed to be his foot is what threw Alonso's hand off the path to the plate. So it's basically, if you wanted the Cubs to win, it was the right call.
Right.
If you wanted the Mets to win, it was one of the most ridiculous calls you've ever seen. I don't think they should have called blocking. I thought Alonso was safe, but with the calling the field being out. I didn't think you ever saw a picture of his hand actually touching the plate.
Mike, I got to ask you before we get to Sniper's baseball picks, what was your reaction to that when you were just kind of watching in the moment and when the umpire came out to basically give his little dissertation as to what happened? And by the way, Sox Nation says he was safe. Also, catcher was blocking the plate. I've been umpiring for 30 years. So your reaction, Mike McClure.
Yeah, I would say that they got the call correct on the field. If I had to say anything, obviously I won the bet. So of course, that's what I think happened. So when you look at the replay, he's right. You never saw the hand touch. It's one of those situations where he was sliding. The hand came up, came back down on the plate at the same time. It was one that no matter what they ruled it on the field, that was going to stand. There was not going to be any sort of evidence to overturn it. Live, I thought that he was blocking the plate. On replay, I don't think that he was blocking the plate in the sense that he was on the plate, but he left the front of the plate exposed. So I think it was really, really close. But I think what's more interesting is should umpires be calling those out or safe in real time a little more now that we can review things? My gut reaction is that an umpire, it's more fun to call the guy out to basically put him out in that particular
because you know the game's ending, it is so it feels like you hit that thing punch.
So I think that in that split-second decision, I think we tend to see more out calls than safe calls. I wish there was a better process for it, but there's not, unfortunately, and that's what makes the game fun. And I am happy to be on the right side of it.
I love that you address the psychological component of that because it happens across all sports, including basketball and in refs with home crowds and things of that nature. All right, let's finally get to some picks. I just thought
last thing on that? Yeah. I want to say if I were an impartial observer, I think I would have said it would have felt more just if the call on the field was safe and then you had nothing to overturn it because it just felt like he was safe, even if you couldn't definitely see it.
Yeah,
just the way his hand went in there, it felt like surely he touched it. We just couldn't find the video. So it would have felt more just if the call in the field was safe and you just couldn't see anything to change it. But hey, as a Cubs fan, I'll take the W.
I'll take controversy in baseball all day. All right, Matt, let's get to some maybe non-controversial picks, maybe some non-sweaters. Let's see what we got in baseball today. You got two picks.
Yeah. I'm going to start with one of my favorite teams to fade, and that would be the Road Rockies. They are so bad away from Coors, historically, offensively, and it makes sense. You get used to hitting at Coors Field, then you go on the road, and everything's different. It's a lot harder to hit. I mean, even if you look at Nolan Arenado when he was in Coors Field or Todd Helton when he was in Coors Field, great, great hitters. But when they go on the road, they lose a ton. And it's not just because Coors helps them. It's because when they go on the road, it hurts them. That's in general. This Rockies team's bad anyway. 26.5% strikeouts, third highest road K rate in the majors. And they're facing Edward Cabrera, who can strike out a lot of guys. He can rack them up. Now, last time out, he was a disaster against the Nationals, but they're actually kind of competent. The Road Rockies are not competent at all. Cabrera still has 21 strikeouts and 15 in the third innings. So I like the over 6.5 here, not too much juice. So we're going to ride Cabrera here against the Road Rockies. Also, Astros in Cleveland. I thought going to Mexico City, which is a lot higher elevation than Coors Field, by the way, was those two games were going to really start the offense going. They got 10 runs in Cleveland in their first game in that series. Then only two last night, even in extra innings, they only scored two. But I still have faith because they're facing a lefty in Logan Allen, who has a 7.32 ERA in his last four starts. They hit him hard last year when they saw him. And this offense is just too good to be held down for a while. I've got the Astros over 4.5 on the team total. It's almost even money. You don't even have to think they're going to win the game. Just get to 5 runs here. I like the spot against Logan Allen. Comfortable weather night, even if it's not great for offense, about 66 degrees, 55% humidity. There's no weather there on Lake Erie that's going to be cold or anything that's going to prevent them from scoring runs. So I like a good offensive night from the Astros offense. Those are my two plays.
All right. Like that. That one, by the way, is at 8:10. So just so everybody knows, if you just kind of woke up and you don't know what the schedule looks like, it's all afternoon games other than that Astros game, which is at 8:10 p.m., Guardians Astros. So we've got one night game to lean on. I'll certainly be leaning on Sniper's picks as well. And the way I'm going to do that, I'm going to go right to BetMGM and make that bet. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly. If your bet loses, with bonus code EDGE, That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to Proppy's basketball pick. He's not on the show, but he dropped his pick off. We got to get to my golf pick, which tees off in probably 3 or 4 hours. There was a slight delay. By the way, the Sungjae Im picks, because I don't think he teed off, they will be voided. So we faded Sungjae Im in two different picks on the early wedge. So unfortunately, we'll just have to lean on some round matchups as opposed to the tournament matchups, because those are the two I had. Both had Sungjae Im on the losing side of that. So no money lost there. All right, let's get to a break, and then we're going to get back to a golf pick for the CJ Cup.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM, and Big Cheesy says no run first inning, San Francisco and Boston. Interesting play there. Big Cheesy usually on point. Larry Hartstein is in here, and I could have sworn I saw Mackenzie Brooks in here earlier as well. So if you want to ask Mackenzie or Larry anything, please fire away. I know somebody asked me about a soccer play. I'm not even going to attempt to answer that without Martin Green or Buckets here, but Buckets will be back with soccer tomorrow. All right, the golf play. Round one, 3-ball. This is just a round one, 3-ball. For those of you uninitiated, it's not the whole tournament. I've got Andrew Novak plus 140. This is a very nice plus price over Vincent Whaley and Troy Merritt. I've been on, if you watch the early wedge, I've mentioned Andrew Novak's name over the last couple of months. He's really kind of popped. He's not an elite golfer by any means, but he's starting to show up in a way that we might have to start considering really kind of playing him week to week. And we're going against Vincent Whaley, who I actually thought at the beginning of the season might have a good season, but the metrics just aren't there for him. And Troy Merritt, even worse. Troy Merritt is kind of more of a name than Vincent Whaley or Andrew Novak. But if you look at what he's been doing specifically in 2024, it's really bad when it comes to the strokes gain metrics. So Andrew Novak, when it comes to the weighted ball striking, some of the stuff I looked at, when it comes to the putter, he outclasses both of these guys. I honestly, listen, there's no lock here, right? It's plus 140. Like, this is one where I might not even put a full unit on this because of the return that I'm getting back with the plus 140. But I honestly think this should be plus 100 because of the manner in which Troy Merritt and Vincent Whaley are playing right now. It's still a 3-ball. Any of these guys can pop up during 18 holes. But really like Andrew Novak here in the plus money department. So that's going to be my 3-ball for today. I'll have another one for you tomorrow, if not two, on the early edge. I almost said early wedge there. But now it's time for Proppy's pick. So Proppy is out today, but he did drop off his pick. It's Tyrese Maxey under 27.5 points. And Mike McClure, I'm going to kick something over to you real quick. I don't want you to comment on Tyrese Maxey necessarily, but when I saw this line, this Knicks Sixers line, and again, this is a play that's on Sportsline, the Tyrese Maxey under 27.5 points at minus 127. And Riley Gates, you've got plus 150 on my play. I absolutely love that. Here's the thing. I looked at the line in this game, Mike, Sixers, minus 3 against the Knicks at home. I got to be honest, I felt like walking right into the trap and taking the Sixers, because let's be very clear here. They've outplayed the Knicks pretty much every single game and probably should have, you know, a 3-2 lead at the very least going into this game. What are your thoughts on the spread in this one?
I think it's pretty telling. I think we're going to get another classic. I think that's going to be a one possession game either way. I don't think either team is great at closing basketball games here. So I lean towards the Sixers side. I'm not playing it. I would potentially play it at 2.5, but not something I'm going to play. But I think it's going to be another fantastic battle between these two teams. I think if you're on the side of the Knicks, you definitely let this series linger a little bit longer than you needed to. You got very fortunate in a couple of spots and we're not able to close it out. So that's a difficult spot for them. But I think this is headed to a game 7.
You'd agree with me, though, that like the public option would be to look at this line and say to themselves, if they've watched this series, to say to themselves,
all right, this is the Sixers one to win. This is going back to New York, and the Sixers win by more than one. I just feel like it's a very like public reaction for me to be like, oh, I got a hammer the Sixers here, but still I'm kind of leaning that way.
Yeah, definitely the initial reaction, but again, still the way that I would lean for sure. I think that game seven at MSG is, I think that'd be good for everyone, the league included. I think everyone would love to see the additional revenue of a game seven in New York City.
All right, speaking of letting things linger too long, is the Pacers-Bucks line even on yet? Probably not because of Giannis and Dame.
It's up.
Yeah, they're.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're both out. They're not.
They're both out. Oh, yes. All right. Good news.
Wow, Pacers fan sniper. What do you got? A future on them?
No, I live in the north side of Indianapolis, so I'm a Pacers fan. Well, I missed out on the one Chicago team that actually won a lot of titles, just being a Cubs and Bears fan and not Bulls. So yeah.
Well, they're an 8-point favorite. And Mike, I don't know if you have any reaction to that. Is that something you're staying away from completely as well?
Yeah, staying away from it. I would lean to the Milwaukee side covering it. I think it'll be a little more competitive than it should. Milwaukee really punched back nicely in that last game. So I think that despite not having the two superstars, they do have some very talented players that can step up and perhaps should have had larger roles anyway. So yeah, I think it's going to be around a two possession game, not three.
Okay. Well, forget about leans. We're going to lean into your actual play for today, and it's day baseball. And I like this one, but before we get there, let's hear a message from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Snug the Cat says, maybe I should make a dice pick for a soccer play. I don't even know who to choose from. I'll get a dice for tomorrow, though, when Buckets is on the show. Mike McClure, you've got a baseball pick, and it's an afternoon play, which I absolutely love. What's the play today?
Yes, day baseball today. See ya. That's really all you've got if you like baseball today. It's all day games all the time. Look, I like the Red Sox here. I played them last night, -104. Computer makes them 55% winners. That implies the price point should be -122. I like the little home field advantage that you get on a day afternoon game like this at the end of a series, getaway day for the opposing team for sure. But it's really about Kyle Harrison here. I think that he's been okay at times, but mostly around league average. And the thing about being league average, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Unless you're pitching in the best environments in Major League Baseball and you're still around league average. So he's had three starts at home in one of the most friendly environments against Pittsburgh, Arizona, and Washington. Another road start in Miami, another very friendly place to pitch. One of the road starts to start was in March, the first game of the season, against the Padres in another very good pitching environment. He has the exact opposite here today. Fenway Park, the second best hitting environment in Major League Baseball behind Coors Field. But what I really struggle with Kyle Harrison and really any starting pitcher that is not a true ace, truly elite, is the over-reliance on a single pitch. And that is his problem here. He throws his four-seam fastball 65% of the time. That is far too much, in my opinion, because when you look at his next pitch, it's a changeup. That's really all he throws, this fastball and this changeup. He throws the changeup exclusively to righties. Now, Boston, two of their better players are lefties. They're probably only going to have two lefties in the lineup, seven righties here, but Duran and Devers. When I look at this changeup that he throws exclusively to righties, that means they're going to see fastballs. The two lefties in this lineup will get to sit on fastballs in this matchup. I think it will be a big potential spot for them to have at least one big inning in the first five here. So I'm going full game, Red Sox money line, Giants lose another one.
Yeah, Sniper, I seem to recall Kyle Harrison's hard hit rate pretty high up there as well. How do you feel about this Boston Red Sox play? Oh, there he is. He's on mute. I'm sure it sounds really important what you're saying. Very, very good stuff coming from Sniper. All right. Well, I'll listen.
I like it because I was looking at it until I saw Mike picked them because we don't like to have overlaps. One thing that stood out to me is the Giants are terrible away from home in general. They're 5-10 on the road. So, yeah, that's a tough travel, too. Anybody from the West Coast going all the way to Boston, that's tough travel. Plus, they're bad away from home. And I'm so annoyed at myself that I had it muted. So let's just move on.
Well, listen, I think I'm going to be in on this play as well. That's kind of why I wanted to get your opinion as well. So, all right, let's take a look at the recap screen. That's going to close it. We got the Sniper at Cabrera over 6.5 Ks at -120 and the Astros team total over 4.5. I've got Andrew Novak later today in a round 1 3-ball at +140 over Vincent Whaley and Troy Merritt. Mike, Red Sox money line. Don't forget, speaking of San Francisco, having to travel over to the East Coast, which, of course, they already did, but it's a 135 start. That's always tough. Give me the Red Sox money line. He put that in on Sportsline. That line already starting to flip. Don't forget, you get these right away if you're a Sportsline member. Speaking of Sportsline, our Sportsline pick, Tyrese Maxey, under 27.5 points, -127. That one is courtesy of your boy, Prop Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a great show. We miss you, Prop Stars. We'll see you on the next one. Tomorrow is going to be Big Pick Energy Friday. Very much looking forward to that. We will see you there. On behalf of Prop Stars, on behalf of Matt Sniper, on behalf of Mike McClure and Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, I am the Counselor of Cash. This is the Early Edge, and we rest our case.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.